From the Department of Interview Research, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heiser. We, of course, do not have a Department of Interview Research, but if we did, some of the upcoming interviews would be featured on their podcast. But since they don't have one, I'll do it for them. Over the years, a lot of people have done some pretty zany stunts to get hired here at Southwest. Some have worked, others not so much. I've been collecting stories from employees here and there as I could interview them, and I realized that I had way too much for only one podcast. That's why this is called How to Get Hired at Southwest 101. I intend on releasing more of these, so if you're an employee at Southwest Airlines and have a good story, please email me at redbellyradio, all one word, on your company email, and maybe we can get together and chat. First up, Culture Services Senior Writing Rep Tim Spate shares his tell of how he was hired at Southwest.
My first attempt was after my sister recommended I look at Southwest Airlines, and she also recommended that I, when sending a resume, do something different. I had in my possession a half mannequin. It was a male mannequin, just a store mannequin, the torso. I decided to go ahead and write a poem about being a learning facilitator at the U for P. That position was open at the time. I wrote the poem, put a Southwest Airlines t-shirt on the mannequin and some shorts, and then I had to find a box for it. I sent the mannequin and the poem to Lorraine Grubbs at U for P. She got it a few days later, and I got a phone call from Lorraine. She was surprised to get a half mannequin in the mail, and also a little shocked, and she said she wanted to meet with me. She didn't have a job open for me, and that position had already been filled by this time. We met, and she mentioned that it was interesting, to say the least. She enjoyed it, and it ended up sitting in her office for about 4 years after that. I did get an interview about a month later and did not get hired, but the recruiter was very positive and said I should continue looking for a job at Southwest.
At Southwest.
Yeah, at Southwest. The anniversary of Elvis's death, or his alleged death, came in August.
It goes without saying.
Exactly. And I thought, well, why not? I know that there are a lot of Elvis fans at Southwest, so I got my very best Elvis outfit, bought 2 dozen jelly donuts, and walked into the people department lobby. And decided to pass around some jelly donuts, pass out jelly donuts to recruiters.
Did you have your resume stuffed inside the jelly donut?
Conveniently, I had it in an envelope instead. Yeah,
that's even better.
Yeah.
You could read it.
Exactly. Did that. In fact, Dave Holloway met me there along with security, but that's another story. And Dave walked me around and introduced me to many of the recruiters and told them exactly what I was doing. So I passed jelly donuts around, spoke to a few recruiters, and when I got home a few hours later, had a phone call from a recruiter. And interestingly enough, she had no idea I had been there. She was
just pure coincidence.
Right. She was calling to set up an interview, but she didn't know I had been in there just a few hours earlier passing out donuts. So I did get another interview, did not get that position either.
But wait, there's more, folks.
Exactly. I found out that they won't hire you just for being a great guy. They won't hire you just for being funny or talented. They will hire you when there is a position open.
Or for silly stunts.
Right. Silly stunts don't always work, or at least they don't work immediately. They will hire you if there's a position available and if you will fit into that position. So it was about a five-month process.
Well, now, you mentioned the U for P. That's the University for People. That's kind of our training facility. That's what we call that. And you also mentioned the T-shirt, but you, at the time anyway, you couldn't just go online and buy a T-shirt. You had a little couple hurdles to get that one.
Exactly. I wanted to have a Southwest T-shirt on the mannequin and went to Dallas Love Field to the gift shop just expecting to purchase a Southwest Airlines T-shirt, and they didn't have any at the time. So I went to a gate, and the customer service agent said, I think you need to be an employee to have a Southwest T-shirt. So I told her what I was doing. I was hoping to send a mannequin to Southwest.
You admitted it. Huh?
Right. And she,
that's the first step, Tim.
That's right. Yeah, there are several others as well. So she suggested I go to the uniform shop, which is for Southwest employees, flight attendants, customer service agents, and so on, to get their assigned official uniforms or T-shirts. And I explained to the employee at the uniform shop what I was doing, and they agreed to sell me a Southwest T-shirt.
So no rules were broken. A little creativity will get your foot in the door, but it won't get you a job.
Right. Got my body in the door.
You got the phone call back, and that's at least something.
Exactly. Yeah, I kept in touch with them, and they encouraged me to, even after the first interview, I was not hired. After the second interview, I was not hired. They encouraged me to keep trying.
Well, you know, it's been a while, but on occasion, I used to see people in front of the headquarters with like a big sandwich sign or some kind of something, you know, hire me, and they got a whole stack of resumes they're throwing at cars as they drive in the morning, so... if you're thinking of that one's been done. That many, many times it's been done. In fact, I haven't seen it in a long time.
Exactly right. I don't think I was going to get to that point, but I had a few other costumes up my sleeve. I'm just glad they didn't make me perform as Elvis because I'm a terrible singer.
The T-shirt that Tim spoke of wasn't necessarily a true uniform piece. More so, you know, 10 years ago than today. From time to time, we would get shirts, and they would be so popular or convey such a message that they would become adopted into the official uniform pieces, or maybe they were worn during a specific campaign for a limited time. That was probably the type of T-shirt that the uniform shop sold Tim. Now, Tim and I continued our discussion, but we switched to the topic of what not to do to get hired at Southwest Airlines. When I was a reservations agent, I took a call one day. From time to time, we'd get these people who were being flown in for job interviews, and they had a specific type of ticket, and you needed to book it accordingly. So they would they were instructed in the letter, whatever, to tell the reservations agent what they had. And this woman was not pleased at all that we did not fly out of her hometown. And she was going to have to drive 100 miles or whatever to get to the nearest airport. And she just was chock full of attitude. And it was not a pleasant phone call for me. You know, I booked her on her flight. Yeah. And I imagine she came in. I hung up the phone. I turned to the coworker next to me and said, boy, that lady was just as rude as could be to me. She wanted to be a flight attendant, blah, blah, blah. And says, yeah, go tell your supervisor or something. So, you know, I was going on break in a few minutes. I walked up to the console, and I mentioned to one of the supervisors, said, you know, I just had this lady, and she was really rude to me, and she was coming in, being flown in for the an interview. And as it worked out, that supervisor that I talked to was on the interview committee for reservations, Oops. But knew all the interview committee people for in-flight. And she was actually very grateful. Because there have been any number of stories about potential candidates coming in and being rude to the receptionist and interviewing very good, being very well qualified, but having been rude to the receptionist, or in this case, rude to the reservations agent, they got a no.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. I was able to sit in on a group interview at one point, and about 20 people were interviewed. One gentleman was... very well spoken, had great responses to questions, and I think was very well qualified. But when other candidates were answering their questions, this guy he'd paid no attention to them, and he looked bored, he slouched, and he looked completely disinterested in what anyone else had to say. And he was not picked to go forward in the interview process for that reason.
Okay, folks, so here's your checklist. Get a half of a male torso with a Southwest Airlines T-shirt. Go down to your mannequin store and pick that up. And send that in and expect to wait pretty much half a year after doing the Elvis costume. But whilst doing all that, be nice to to everyone.
Exactly.
Be nice to people on your way up because you never know who's going to see on your way down. Well, Tim, I think you've been here about 10 years, but thank you for talking with me anyway.
Thank you very much.
My next guest is Catherine Gant, Customer Advocacy Specialist in Customer Relations and Rapid Rewards. Catherine took an equally creative but different approach. tell us your story about how you got, I hate to use the term hired, but at least noticed.
Sure. I had been sending in resumes for about a year. Every time a position opened that I thought I might be remotely qualified for, I sent in a new resume. And about that time, the company put up all these billboards around Dallas talking about hiring. And so my boyfriend and I at the time went out to the airport, and he took pictures of me in front of these billboards. For example, there's one that says, "We're looking for people, people." So I'm standing below the billboard with a sign that says, "I'm a person, person."
And by the way, we'll post some of these photographs with the blog post associated with this podcast. Keep going.
And there was the sign for Dallas Love Field Airport, and I said, my sign says, "We'll work for pay and benefits." And then I also included my Rapid Rewards account number because I've been a member for quite some time.
I like your fake tattoo. She's got a heart with an SWA, and she's doing a muscle, you know, like a little muscle shirt.
Yeah, I think if I was offered a significant enough raise, I might actually agree to get an actual tattoo, but
that's dedication to an employer, I gotta tell you. Of course, like I said in the beginning, that did not get you the job. It just got you noticed and a little name recognition to go along with your resume.
Exactly. And I think it helped a little bit. And when I had my interview, they actually made fun of these, but in a positive way. So I think it helped keep them or keep me in their thoughts.
And then once you started here, there's any number of eligible men at this company, but that wasn't good enough for you. What did you do then after you got hired here?
Well, I decided that, you know, I was having such a great time. It's a fantastic company that might as well bring my then boyfriend along too. He's now my husband. But so what I did is I made a T-shirt that says on the front side, "Hire David Gant," which is his name. And then on the back, it says, "You know you want to," and it has a copy of his resume. So every time I submitted a referral letter with one of his resumes for an application or for a specific position, I would put on the shirt, trek down to the people department, and turn it in. And eventually it paid off, and he was hired to work in the same department that I'm currently in.
Well, you were still fairly new to the company. You may not have realized the tradition of T-shirts and Southwest Airlines.
Yes, yeah. I've since realized that there are T-shirts made for just about every event. And in celebration of his getting hired, we made another T-shirt for his manager, and she got a T-shirt that said, "I hired David Gant."
I wonder if she's ever worn it. Well, those are great stories, Catherine. Thanks for sharing the photos. We'll put them on the website.
So, Steve, how did you get hired on at Southwest?
Well, I'm glad you asked. As it worked out, you know, I went to one of these. They had a big kind of a cattle call. It was a reservations sales agent. The ad read, "Do you want to be a phony?" P-H-O, you know. Phony. And it was to hire a bunch of reservations agents for the Dallas Reservation Center. I thought, what the heck? That sounds like a good start at a company like that. So I showed up, and of course there was, you know, I don't know, 400 or 500 people easily for, I don't know, 35, 40 jobs maybe. They were doing a couple classes of res agents. So I knew that I lacked the experience. I knew that my handwriting on my application would get me nowhere. So I caught one of the guy's names, and I caught his name and remembered his name because I figured I could spell his name. How, you know, how else would you spell Danny Blue? So I guess there are different ways you could spell blue, but I guessed correctly, and I mailed him this is almost 18 years ago, or about 18 years ago. I mailed him a letter, and as it, I had just been to Graceland and Tupelo, Elvis Presley's birthplace, and shortly before that, Herb Kelleher had appeared on the cover of Texas Monthly magazine wearing an Elvis suit, you know, the white rhinestone suit, and there were any number of jokes about Elvis being reincarnated into Herb being... How's that work? Elvis being reincarnated into Herb, you know, regardless of the fact that Herb was born before Elvis. But who's paying attention to details? You know, if you worry about the details, you'll never get the joke. So so I sent this letter in, and I had these photos. They were just Polaroids, and I had them scanned. It was kind of a friend of a friend. Now, we're going back like 18-plus years. Digital photography was not around. scanning was something that was very expensive and few and far between. You know, a desktop scanner probably cost $4,000 in 1989 or whenever this was. Well, 1990, 1991. And so I included all these photographs, and it really just said, I was recently at the home and birthplace of your CEO, Herb Kelleher. Thought you might enjoy some photographs. And, of course, it's Graceland. It's Elvis Presley's birthplace in Tupelo. And at the time, Danny Blue called me back, and this is back in the cassette tape answering machine recorded. You know, so you only had like 30 seconds or something to leave your message. And he took up two messages going on about just, it was so funny. He had to get me in there, wanted to get me in, blah, blah, blah. And as it worked out, I got in there. You know, he scheduled the appointment, and I went in to interview, and they had lost my application, or at least couldn't find it in the mix. So it's a darn good thing that I sent that letter into him. And but what the funny part was that by the time I got there, they had all faxed and photocopied each other, and they'd all seen this letter that I had written, and they all knew me. I was the Elvis guy, you know, by the time I walked in the door. So as with everybody that I've talked to, that anybody that has a story, doing something unique or interesting to catch the attention of the hiring employees will not get you a job. It might get you noticed, and that might pay off, but it's worth a try.
Absolutely. That's great. Thank you, and good luck to anyone who's trying to get on board. It can take some time, but it's definitely worthwhile.
In fact, how long was the time?
For me, it was over a year before I was hired, and I think for him it was a little bit less than that. I think it was easier when he had somebody inside.
He had your feet in the door.
Exactly, yes.
Last year, Southwest Airlines received 329,200 resumes and hired 4,200 new employees, or about 78 applicants for every job. So in 2007, if you applied for three jobs before you got on, like Tim did, you would have, on average, competed against 235 different candidates. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.